This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Wake up, Atlanta. I am Bo Morgan. He is Michael. Don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson, the All-American National Champion and former Atlanta Falcon. And together, we're the Morning Shift.
Yeah, man.
Rise and shine.
Rise and shine. Happy Friday.
Yeah, man. I'm pumped. This is a sad time for most of us, but it's also a happy time because football has ended, and this is the first weekend that we won't have any type of football, whether it's like a Senior Bowl.
What's happy about it?
It's just why. Let me.
Sad, man.
Hey, I'm not done. That's the sad part. The happy part is we got a little All-Star game this weekend with the NBA. The Daytona 500 is this weekend, and so what my point is we are turned, and this is the beginning of the spring sports. Pitchers and catchers reported Wednesday for our Braves.
Northport's rocking down there.
So, you know, we've turned the leaf from fall, and now you can start your spring cleaning with the, you know, and I've been watching college basketball already this year.
Yeah.
Because college basketball is kind of a cyclical sport for me where I follow it heavily, I follow it lightly. I follow it moderately. Oh, I'm back to heavy again. And this is a year I followed it heavily.
Yeah, and look, it doesn't hurt that your team's pretty good. Same goes for me. Same goes for a lot of SEC folks. So you're right, man. Spring sports are here. We can't turn the page on that just yet. And speaking of which, shout out to Garrett Money back behind the glass because Dylon is up in Philadelphia. He has already sent us pictures this morning and saying fireworks are going off in downtown Philadelphia. So shout out to Dylon. Shout out to Garrett for hanging out with us. Tiffany will, I'm sure, be here at some point today and want to join the show. And so that'll be a lot of fun. But nonetheless, man, Dylon's having a lot of fun up in Philadelphia, and he's at that parade with his girlfriend. And I haven't seen any pictures of what he's wearing. Might have to raid his girlfriend's
I'm definitely going to find her socials
later just to make sure that he's on task and doing the things he's supposed to do. But yeah, man, it is. You're right. It's a good Friday. The Daytona duels last night were a lot of fun to watch. There is still a lot of football news, but you're right. Looking forward to the weekend. Got the ultra rare college basketball matchup tomorrow night. The 1-1 matchup tonight or tomorrow night. I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah. 1-1.
No, there can only be 1-1.
That's not true.
That is true. It's like in Highlander, there can be only one.
Garrett, you're behind the glass. Look up who's number one in the coaches poll and look up who's number one in the AP poll.
Oh, you can't. No.
You just told me there could only be one
because you only can use one poll. You have to pick one. It's like a driver. You have to pick one. You can't have two. If you do, you're a phony. Which, by the way, you picked.
Ding.
You picked your new driver.
I did. Today is the day. The driver reveal. It's going to be on the socials later on today, so you don't want to miss that. And we're building up to, Obviously, Daytona is this weekend. The duels were last night, and Better Health 400 that will be on location for next week at Atlanta Motor Speedway. They were already talking about Atlanta Motor Speedway on last night's Daytona broadcast about how stoked they are to get to Atlanta Motor Speedway.
But by the way,
ding,
if you are at Atlanta Motor Speedway next weekend in the infield and you see a 92.9 the game flag, hi, stop by. Hand me a cold beer and hang out with us for a few minutes.
Yeah, or you know, come have one of those Owl and Lagers.
Yeah,
which
I got
to talk so much about.
Dude, guess what?
Yeah.
Multiple people hit my boy Chaz up yesterday.
I love it.
Hey, you're getting
called
out. You better hit him up.
You got called out.
And
Chaz.
So he hit me up and was like, he's like, hey, I gotta get you squared away. How much you need? I said a lot. So
keep it rolling.
So we're definitely doing that. Went to Cancun's last night. Had a couple of margs and the wings, and my guy Tavo's there. He's our bartender there, and we were sitting on the bar side, I had just got there, and I said, Tavo, can you get us on Fox? I need NASCAR, and he goes, it's already on right here. Pay attention.
Oh,
and I was like, but you know why? Because that was my side profile, and I was like, oh, so you expect me to turn sideways to watch this?
No, I was gonna say he was like, you can't turn your head.
I said, you expect me to turn sideways? He's like, I'll put it on another one, too.
It was really cool last night. I do want to point, before we go any further, I know we're going to get to it, but Bubba Wallace wins in Michael Jordan's number 23 car last night. It felt iconic. He won duel number one, and then after some reviews and some other stuff, Austin Cindric wins duel number two, which he's a Daytona 500 winner. But, man, it was cool watching cars back on track last night for that. And all the other craziness going on. So, yeah, man, you're right.
But
you're right, man. I didn't mean to question you earlier because you are so spot on. It is a sneaky, very good weekend in sports.
Yeah, that's my point is I think we don't realize it. It's start to finish. You know, you're going to have there's going to be races tonight. There'll be races Saturday. There'll be races Sunday. There's college basketball all day Saturday. Mm. And then Sunday night, you'll finish off. Now, don't forget there'll be the Rising Stars game, I think, tonight. Zachary Richichet will be in that from your Hawks, our Hawks, yours, mine, ours. Then you have all the college basketball on tomorrow, and then your nightcap will be the NBA playoffs. All-Star game.
They are playing off.
Where Trey will be a part of it, and you know, he'll get to shine. So it is a sneaky good weekend. And then next weekend, if I'm not mistaken, the Combine will be – I think the Combine is next weekend or the weekend after. You also have Atlanta Motor Speedway. So still, we're fastly approaching March Madness. The Masters is a little less than 2 months away, which is scary because Masters Sunday is a due date. So it's very much
–
real quick, last night, Bubba Wallace. I want to say something about Bubba Wallace. I've followed Bubba's career since he was in trucks. And he's always been a happy-go-lucky kind of fun guy. For a couple of years, it felt like he had lost the joy.
He's hard on himself.
And then
very hard on himself.
Well, and I think you mentioned it earlier this morning when we were talking before the show. The pressure of the 23-11, driving for Michael Jordan.
Driving for McDonald's, which is an iconic brand in NASCAR.
Last night, it was good to see him in victory lane. It was also good to see joy from someone who that's what you knew for a long time, and it wasn't. So without further ado, let's hit the front page. Front page is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PadlyBuys.com. That's PadlyBuys.com. All right, so yesterday a couple of things happened at Flowery Branch. You know, maybe kind of under the radar, but wasn't. TJ Yates was promoted to the passing game coordinator, and DJ Williams is now been promoted to the quarterback coach. So these are guys that TJ Yates was the quarterback coach last year. DJ Williams worked with him as a quarterback coach. So they've kind of been moved up to that. And I like it. I like TJ Yates. I think the guy knows what position. He's a hometown kid. And he and DJ Williams, I thought, did a pretty good job with the maturation process before and after he got on the field with Michael Penix Jr.
Well, and that's the biggest question. When this happens and this news comes out, you wonder what it means for Michael Penix Jr. What it means is, you know, is DJ Williams now working on mechanics more than TJ's? I personally, and you'll have thoughts on this, I don't think it means anything. This is not something I had to deal with so much. I did have co-offensive line coaches at one point, or a head offensive line coach and an assistant offensive line coach, but everybody just kind of jumps in and coaches when it comes to the offensive line. It might be different in a quarterback room. It might be different when one guy is called the passing game coordinator or quarterback coach or assistant quarterback coach or whatever it is. The bottom line is Zach Robinson played quarterback in the NFL. T.J. Yates played quarterback in the NFL. D.J. Williams had his own career, and all these guys are going to come together to help Michael Penix. The question will be who's behind Michael Penix, but that's for a future date to be determined.
I mean, it could still be Kirk Cousins, just so everybody knows.
Yeah.
I was listening to Duke's Mill a little bit. I know Zeno was in, and they were talking about it, and Terrell was like, no, they can't have him here on the roster based on what he said. Yeah, they can. The reason why is you don't make business decisions emotionally. Yeah.
You don't
right?
have to talk about it with your chest, man.
You take your emotions out of things, and what they have to do is what's best for the organization. And it might be having Kirk here next year, because if you don't get a June 1st designation, and I got some information on the June 1st designation trade, it is not the same as a player being cut with a June 1st designation, when they can go in the building, all that stuff, which is going to make a big deal, by the way. College basketball, number one, Auburn versus number two, Alabama.
Buddy.
It's a big matchup, guys.
Well played, Garrett. Well played.
I don't think that Tuscaloosa has ever seen the buzz on a mid-February day the way they are going to on Saturday with Auburn rolling into town. Both these teams, obviously, 1-2 in the polls, projected number one seeds. This is there's been a little bit of energy surround this, a little bit of I don't want to call it trash talk, but Bruce Pearl's son comes out. He's doing an interview, and he basically says, that Auburn forced Alabama's hand into hiring Nate Oates because they wouldn't have hired Nate Oates if Bruce Pearl wasn't at Auburn, which makes no sense to me at all. It's like saying, you know what? You wouldn't have hired the best coach possible. You wouldn't have done it. You wouldn't have gone out and tried to get a good coach without, if there wasn't a good coach at Auburn. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. But nonetheless, that kind of made headlines over the last couple of days over in Tuscaloosa in the state of Alabama. So that is a massive, massive matchup coming up Saturday. I believe that's 4 o'clock Eastern tomorrow. So
yeah, that game on ESPN. There's a ton of SEC matchups going down this weekend between schools that you would consider rivalry schools. So you got Arkansas at number 8, Texas A&M, Vanderbilt at number 5, Tennessee, number 21 ranked Missouri at Georgia, then number 22 ranked Mississippi State at number 19th, Ole Miss, and then LSU at Oklahoma, number 15, Kentucky at Texas.
Oh, Florida's playing South Carolina.
I saved the best for last for you.
Number 3, that's a home game for Florida. They've already beat South Carolina once. It was a close game the first time. They played them pretty well. Georgia, as you mentioned, playing Missouri. Georgia was red hot to start the season. They got an SEC play, and they struggled. That's called the Mike White special, ladies and gentlemen. I live through Mike White's era at Florida, and I like Mike White, and I think he's a good coach. But this is pretty much what he is. He is his teams start out, and then they get in league play, and they struggle. His teams will go in scoring droughts for a ridiculous amount of time. Mike White was the kind of coach that you don't fire because he elevates your program he makes you win, but he doesn't win you anything. And I'm afraid that that's what Georgia is now. But that said, this is the best Georgia basketball has been in years. So it's kind of like, are you going to cut your nose off to spite your face situation for them?
Yes, they've been in years, but everyone's just talking about the SEC, obviously, as a whole. Could you give me the conference record?
I believe it's somewhere around 82 and 82, which is not very good. They have not separated themselves from other conferences with that
in-conference
record.
Oh, man, shots fired.
Hey, when we come back here on the morning shift, MLB Network's top 100 players, where do the Braves stack up in this? That's just ahead on the other
side. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So we return on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.